The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 4:12, down 3 on the open. July, 4:07 and a half, down 5. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3:48, unchanged on the open. May, 3:60 unchanged. July, 3:68, down 3 quarters. September, 3:77, down 2. December, 3:89, down 1 and 3 quarters on the open. March corn opened at 2:20, down 3 quarters on the open. May, 2:30 and a half, down 3 quarters. July, 2:39, down 3 quarters. September, 2:46, down 1. December, 2:55 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter. March, 2:61 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter on the open. March oats opened at 1:89, down 3 quarters on the open. May, 1:88, down a half. March soybeans opened at 5.87, up 2 and 3 quarters on the open. May, 5.96 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. July, 6.07 unchanged. August, 6.11, up 3 quarters. November, 6.18, down 1 and a quarter. January, 6.22 and a half, down 1 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 1.82.30, down 40 on the open. May, 184.70, up 10. March soybean oil opened at 22.18, down 4 on the open. May, 22.56, down 7. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 108.15, up 10 on the open. April, 109.30, up 5. May, 109.52 and a half, down 17 and a half on the open. February live cattle opened at 91.47 and a half, unchanged on the open. April, 89.12 and a half, up 2 and a half. February lean hogs opened at 59.10, up 22 and a half on the open. April, 63.05, up 45. May, 67.87 and a half, up 2 and a half. June, 70.10, up 15 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 80.20, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Want to look at the soybeans where thus far this morning. It's been a very mixed affair. What's going on?
Well, you know, we had the crush report this morning, Dave. The crush was higher than expected. That's good. The meal exports look pretty good and whatever, but the oil stocks continue to build. We should have been able to push a little higher here in the beans, and we still might, by the way they tell me the activity in the pit is. But the oil being the laggard around the neck there, pulling it back. Somewhat surprising when 2 to 3 months ago while we were talking about maybe the oil being the strong and the leader here as to the amount of oil needed to go into soy diesel and the activity or thoughts along those lines. And, sort of disappointing that we aren't seeing that pick up and really take hold.
The oil number came in at 2.056 billion pounds. Wayne, I read somewhere that total U.S. storage is in the neighborhood of 3 billion pounds. At what level does it begin to really become burdensome?
Well, it's burdensome enough at down 20 today instead of helping this market with the kind of crush number we saw still being negative numbers, Dave.
Over in the corn pit, we see a softer tone today. What's going on there?
Well, I think that we're having a very quiet day. There's little to no news. The funds aren't that active yet today in the markets. And the trend, over the last couple days has been just a little bit easier. We definitely haven't just fallen out of bed here by any means, but there definitely does seem to be a lack of aggressive buying by the funds happening here, Dave. And I think the fundamentals right now tell us we do have a lot of corn.
When we look at the charts, we see that yesterday We ended up at 220 and three quarters for a settlement. That was right on sort of a support line from 3 January and 27 January. A little bit softer tone today. Are we beginning to see some warning signals, some early warning signals that the trend in this corn chart may be beginning to turn downward?
Well, I think that, definitely we're on trend lines, and if we continue to close below them, that's what that does. It tells us and does warn us that way. We do have to be just a little bit careful here as to not get too bearish this corn market too soon, because, you know, we are having some weather problems in Argentina at this time. It is affecting their corn and bean crop down there. Will it rain in a week from now, as the forecast seems to be solidifying for? It's in time if it does rain then, but if it stays dry and we don't get that rain for another week down there, we will start to lose more production down there.
Steve's corn at 255 down 2 this morning. The question on everybody's minds is, okay, we've sold up some, scaled up some, 255, 260. We could never quite get above that 263 and three quarters level. Certainly couldn't get above 260 and a half, 260 and three quarters. Those becoming resistance levels. Are we going to see 270 corn in the Dees contract?
My crystal ball is just a little bit foggy and tell me what the summer weather is going to be. I think that is probably the big answer to that question. Everybody'd like to see the index funds, but I'm going to say weather. I think that we have to get back to the reality of production and what we look at and what's going to happen. And without a weather problem, probably not. With some weather problems, probably so. And I think that, like I say, it is all going to depend on what the weather does give us for the growing season here, Dave.
And thus yield the most important factor. How much does USDA's projections on planting intentions figure into this? They're sending out signals that the shift may only be, 1 to 1.5 million acres.
I believe if you looked at their budgetary type projections, they were projecting a 10-8 corn crop and whatever that way. So, all in all, it's going to be somewhat important, but all in all, it's still the American farmer that makes a decision, not the U.S. government. And it's going to be, what he looks, what he sees, and what he feels he's going to be able to make a profit on for those marginal acres.
Over in the wheat pit in Kansas City, March at 412 down 3, March at Chicago 347 and 3 quarters down a quarter. The spread beginning to narrow just a little bit today, Wayne.
Well, I think it's unwinding to some of those spreads. The Kansas City spread got, just way wide, rightfully so in many degrees, because, let's stop and let's think here. Where's the bad weather? It's in the hard red wheat areas. What's demand best for right now, and what does the world need more? It's hard red wheat. It's not soft red wheat. So, but when those spreads get way out of line, there tends to be a time when we take profits, and that's what's been happening over the last couple of days.
Your look at the Merck, please.
Well, as we look over at the Merck, it's been somewhat of a quiet day. The February cattle basically gone now, down 32, but the April at down 12, June at down 7. As we look at that, looks like slow cattle trade to develop this week. A little bit easier on the offers, but it looks like they'll have to maybe come up and bid a little higher before the week's end to get anything moving. The hog market, steady cash. Not a lot going in the cut out there, so looked pretty much of a pretty blasé day over in the meat pits.
Thank you much, Wayne. Talk to you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Wayne will join us this afternoon at 2:06 Central Time on the Closing Market Report. Current tick now for you. March wheat in Kansas City at 413 down 2, the July at 411 and a half down 1, March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade 347 and 3 quarters down a quarter, July 368 and 3 quarters unchanged, December 389 and a half down 1 and a quarter. In the corn pit, March at 218 and a quarter down 2 and a half, May 228 and a half down 2 and 3 quarters, July 237 down 2 and 3 quarters, December 254 and a quarter down 2 and 3 quarters. March beans, 584 down a quarter, May 596 and a half down 1 and a quarter, July 606 down 1, November 617 and a half down 1 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal 182.70, make it 182.60 now, down 10. March soybean oil, 22.02, down 20. Over on the Merck, March feeder cattle, 108.25, up 20. February live cattle, 91.12.5, down 35. February lean hogs, 58.95, up 7.5. Outside markets, Goldman Sachs now at 413.98, off 445. February gold is up 20 cents. The March contract up $2. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.